Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Burt Show.
Man, did I have an adrenaline push this morning. I get up this morning and I'm getting ready for work, so I'm pulling out of my garage where I realize my son's car is not in the driveway. And he left yesterday with a friend at about 7 o'clock last night, and he's not home. Instant, like,
panic. Oh,
panic. Amazing panic, right? Like, what the hell is going on? So I go back into my car and I check my phone, and he had texted me before he took off. I just didn't read the whole text saying that.
Shocker.
Yep. He was going to be spending the night out also.
Gotcha.
So thank God.
Yeah, I think when it comes to your kids, always read the whole text.
Yeah, and he asked me if he could spend the night, but there were two parts to the text, so I approved one part and just didn't read it all the way through.
But he's safe.
He's safe.
And so but your heart and that jolt.
Oh my God!
You don't need any espresso or coffee this morning because you thought your kid was missing.
A million things go through your head, man. A million things in a split second. I couldn't get my backpack open fast enough to check my phone just to make sure. That sucked.
Okay. But it had a happy ending.
That's enough to get me back on the Effexor, even though I've been weaning off the Effexor, which I'll give you guys an update about here. So if you've been following along, I've been on this, I guess it's a social anxiety medicine. When I started the show years and years ago, 20-something years ago, I was so nervous about it that I couldn't get any sleep. My doctor, I told him how wound up I was, and he says, get on this for 6 months, and then after 6 months, we'll get you off of it. I started it on the smallest amount, never got off of it. It was 20 years later because, frankly, it takes the edge off. And now here I am in a different part of my life, and I just don't know if I need it. I don't even know that I know myself that way anymore. So I've got less stress in my life now. I feel fantastic, and it just feels like the right time to try it and screw it up.
Says the man with the teenage son.
Yeah.
I've got less stress in my life.
That was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
So I've been weaning myself off of it, and I've been kind of giving updates on it, and I was guided to take an Effexor every other day. And again, I'm on the lowest dosage, so every other day my doctor thought would be good enough. So I tried that. Man, those days that I wasn't on it, I could really tell I needed it badly, right? So that wasn't going to work for me. Also had some listeners reach out and said when they did the same thing, they would just unscrew the pill a little bit, and then you just kind of like withdraw a couple of those little, I don't know, white pellety things that are in there. It's not an accurate science, that's for sure. But you can see them come out of the pill. So you sort of got kind of... And, that it's not a full pill. So I've been doing that now for about a week, and it has been mostly working better than not doing it every other day. The end of last week was really, really a tough week, and I almost said, you know what, I'm going to bail on this thing because I'm not sure if this is the effects of me weaning off of it or not, but I really felt like very, like, type A, very stressed. I was... doing task after task. You guys ever do things so fast and you can't figure out like why you're doing it so fast to get to the next thing?
That's almost everything with me.
Is it?
Impatience?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not necessarily, Len, you don't need to be impatient. It's just like you're rushing from one thing to the other and you're stressing yourself out.
Mm-mm.
No?
I do it with everything. I feel like I do that with eating, with going somewhere.
You do.
A lot of people make fun of me because I'm a New Yorker, and maybe that's a part of it. But yeah, I always ask myself, like, why am I in a rush?
Okay. I found myself like that on Thursday and on Friday as I was trying to take these pellets out of the pills. And then Friday was a really tough day for me. Just I was snapping at people. We had some stuff go on in studio here that I probably overreacted to, also via email and lashing out at some staff members. And I left the show on Friday, and I'm like, if this is the new me, like off of FXer, I'm not getting off of it. I mean, is this who I really am? So I started to think, maybe I'll just start taking the pill again. But I couldn't tell if this was just the weaning process also. Yeah. And it's only been like 3 weeks. So I'm chalking it up to that. I went to my holistic doctor who said, yeah, this is pretty normal right here. We're going to go ahead and suggest that you take some of these non-narcotic gummies. They're just filled with some like stuff to settle you down a little bit, but there's no CBD or anything in it. So I've been taking those a little bit while I'm weaning off of it, and I have felt better. And now I'm only taking about half of the pill, and I feel much better about things.
Okay, good.
Good.
Because you got to give yourself a little bit of grace. It's good you're recognizing that. And we do appreciate the fact that you gave us a heads up, because that would have been startling for sure. And I think that's important for those people. We do have a very unique job because of how intimately we work together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that you disclose certain things like that, just so everybody can kind of be on the same page and mm-hmm. not take things personally.
Right. It's hard. I mean, these pills are so strong, though, and they get in your head so much. Like, I couldn't figure out if this was just me 20-something years ago. And if so, now I understand why everybody in the staff didn't like me. or it was the weaning part. But I'm giving myself some grace here. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, I'll wean off of it entirely, probably right after Burt's Big Adventure, because I don't think I even need it anymore. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So after Burt's Big Adventure, and then I'll give myself 4 weeks on it, and I'm giving myself some grace. If I don't like myself, I'm in a phase right now in my life, you guys. You know how, like, you'll go through mountains and valleys sometimes? Like, there are just sometimes in your life there is really nothing going wrong. And you almost hate to say it out loud, because if you speak it into the universe, that's when I feel like the universe goes, oh, good, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Or that Tom Hanks saying that we've been talking about for months, where he says, this too shall pass, is not just about the bad stuff. It's also about the good stuff. Mm-hmm. When you're in a phase that's so good, it's going to pass. Mm-hmm. Bad stuff's going to happen again, right? So I'm just wondering if this is where I'm at right now. It's just a really good time for me, and I want to enjoy this really. It's the first time in my life I've had peace and contentment across the board. And this is coming off of drugs. And if this is what my life looks like right now, I just really, really want to enjoy it as it is.
I think that's great, and I commend you for doing it. I say you try being completely without it for 4 weeks, and then we all convene and we vote.
You guys vote.
Like the voice, we all have to turn
around. We got to turn our chairs.
I like that idea. Yeah.
This is a group decision.
Yes.
Not just you.
No, nope.
I really do like that idea. So, all right, give me 4 weeks.
Okay.
All right, keep a journal.
Yes.
A-hole today. All right, he was cool on Tuesday, a-hole on Wednesday.
Right. We'll let you know whether or not you're getting it back on your effects or
you guys will definitely have a vote in it, okay? All right.
The Burt Show.